I think all of us who have investigated and been exposed to the subject for some period of time, we realize that one of the, we'll say, common denominators to the possible agenda that is hinted at in some documents, but certainly in the hard physical evidence of what has come out of animal mutilations and what humans in the human abduction syndrome describe, and that is a genetic harvest. There may be other purposes, but sperm and ova and tissue and fluid is being taken from Earth life, and that means it's being used for something. And Jim Sparks, one of the abductees that I focused on in my book Glimpses of Other Realities, he very detailed described the kind of android part machine, part biological combination, and that there are controllers of the androids, and that the controllers have the minds that overwhelm the humans, but that the little androids are the ones that have mostly interfaced with humans in the abduction syndrome, maybe the animals, and that they are programmed machines the way we would make a vacuum cleaner to do a particular chore, but that in this whole huge complex aspect of the phenomena, that these beings that the Colonel flight surgeon was clearly describing something that was part robotic and part biological, that that we are beginning to realize that the government insiders caught on to the fact that when they went to a craft that was down, and if there were entities, they might not be the entities that are even the controllers and makers of the craft and these little androids. They caught on to the fact that they were dealing with worker bees and that there was something else, highly more advanced, that was involved with getting them here. And now this brings us to what I always have thought is one of the most important leaked documents of all time, and that is what is referred to as the SOM 101 training manual by Majestic 12 Group.
Right.
With a date of April 1954 on it. And for those who might not remember or realize, these were 32 pages of text and drawings that first appeared on 35 millimeter black and white negative film, and it was in a package that had been mailed to Don Berliner at the Fund for UFO Research in Maryland. The package was postmarked March 7th, 1994, from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Well, Don Berliner was a friend of Bob Wood, who is a PhD and now retired aerospace engineer from McDonnell Douglas. And Bob Wood agreed that he would take those negatives and blow them up and start the painstaking analysis of these words blown up from pages that included, George, the hand of the person who was taking photographs of these pages. The hand is holding the pages flat so they can be photographed. That hand is in the photographs of these 32 pages. I have reprinted the entire 32 pages in my books, Glimpses of Other Realities. Bob and Ryan Wood, in their very important MajesticDocuments.com website, they have the SOM 101 document. And to date, after 12 years, no one anywhere has ever been able to disprove the SOM 101 training manual is not absolutely a legitimate leaked document. And the title of the SOM 101 training manual, with the April 1954 date on it and a War Department logo, the title is Extraterrestrial Entities and Technology, Recovery and Disposal, Top Secret Magic, Eyes Only. And on one of the pages inside, it's page 6 in the form that I have it, there is a paragraph. It's called paragraph 10, Description of Extraterrestrial Biological Entities, or EBES as an acronym, EBES. examination of remains recovered from wreckage of UFOBS, and you'll find in government documents that instead of UFOs, they will use UFOB, all caps, in a little S. That seemed to be one of the delineators within the government insiders themselves, that they would not use the public UFO, but they had UFOBS or UAVs, unidentified aerial vehicles, or UACs, unidentified aerial craft. So now they're talking about extraterrestrial biological entities that have been taken from this crash technology. Mm-hmm. And they're classifying them into two distinct categories as follows. They call it EBA type 1. These entities are humanoid and might be mistaken for human beings of the Oriental race if seen from a distance. They are bipedal, 5 feet to 5 foot 4 inches in height, and weigh 80 to 100 pounds. Already, George, this is taller than what the flight surgeon was watching in Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, the 4 foot, what he referred to as doll-like. Proportionally, they are similar to humans, although the cranium is somewhat larger and more rounded. The skin is a pale, chalky yellow in color. This is different than the gray-pink described in the Interplanetary Phenomena Unit document. Thick and slightly pebbled in appearance. Now, that matches Thomas Coleman Shepard's description of the photograph that he and his colleagues saw Thanksgiving night, 1976, at Okinawa.
What do they mean by slightly pebbled?
These are the bumps. Thomas Coleman Shepard drew them in his drawings for me of the photographs he saw. I have talked with many people in the human abduction syndrome, and they have referred to the skin on some of the entities that they have come face to face with consciously as saying, "It reminded me of a lizard," or "It reminded me of a reptile." A bumpy skin, not completely bumpy, but enough bumps to make people think of something reptilian. It goes on and says, in these types, the taller types with the pebbled skin, the eyes are small, not big, wide-set, almond-shaped, with brownish-black irises with very large pupils. And the whites of the eyes are not like that of humans. They have a pale gray cast. The ears are small and set low on the skull. The nose is thin and long, and the mouth is wider than in humans and nearly lipless. There is no apparent facial hair and very little body hair, that being very fine and confined to the underarm and the groin area. The body is thin and without apparent body fat, but the muscles are well developed. The hands are small with 4 long digits, but no opposable thumb. The outside digit is jointed in a manner as to be nearly opposable, and there is no webbing between the finger as in humans. The legs are slightly but noticeably bowed, and the feet are somewhat splayed and proportionally large. So again, this is a difference. These are muscular. Now, let's go to EBA type 2, which sounds very much more like what might have been on that surgery table.
Okay.
These entities are humanoid but differ from type 1 in many respects. They are bipedal, 3.5 feet to 4 foot 2 inches in height, and weigh maybe 25 to 50 pounds. That is small. Proportionally, the head is much larger than humans or type 1 EBAs. Remember, the flight surgeon looking at the head thought of an insect. Because of the proportion of the head to the body and the shape.
Are these like Whitley's grays?
Well, it's a very interesting question that the drawing, and if Whitley were on the phone with us, I think that what Whitley would say is that he thought that he interacted with both types.